Good afternoon, Paige.
Oh, hi, how are you going?
I'm great, thanks. And yourself?
Good, thank you.
And you mentioned that circadian rhythms play a role in impacting physical performance, health, and well-being. Can you further explain what this means and how they may differ per individual?
Yeah, good question. So circadian rhythms are sometimes called our biological body clock. So it's basically a cycle that tells our bodies when to sleep, wake up, and even when to eat. So our body clock can be influenced by physiological and environmental cues. So, for example, our master clock controls production of melatonin, which is a hormone that makes us sleepy. So it then gets information about incoming light from our optic nerves, which then relay information from the eyes to the brain. So when there's less light, like at night time, our clock tells us, you know, to make more melatonin, which makes us feel drowsy. And certainly, if we're thinking about different individuals, you know, you've probably heard the term morning bird and night owl. So there's this genetic predisposition and an innate tendency to be either a morning or a night person. So that can explain why some people spring out of bed in the morning and others, like me, take a while to get going.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also easy to think that early morning exercise kind of supports this consistent workout routine. You're kind of getting it out of the way. But is this actually true?
Oh, it's a good question. So if you think about someone's typical day, so we wake up, maybe have a bit of breakfast, we go to work, come home, get dinner ready, watch TV, go to sleep, right? So really there's two key windows of opportunity to fit in exercise, and that's before or after work for most people. So after work, it's really easy to get caught up on other things like, you know, if you've got a deadline, staying back to meet the deadline, going to after work drinks, whereas in the morning, you don't really have as many interferences. But at this stage, you know, that's just all kind of theories, and we don't really have a lot of evidence to support if morning exercise actually makes you do more of it. And it might just come down to doing it when you prefer to. So what we do know, particularly with athletes who prefer morning exercise tend to choose sports with training times in the morning, such as, you know, swimming or rowing, and vice versa for those who prefer evening exercise.
And what would you say the psychological differences between exercising on a full and empty stomach? What implications do they have on weight loss?
So if we exercise in the morning before breakfast, you know, after an overnight fast, then we're actually relying on fat as our primary fuel source. So if you exercise on an empty stomach, you mobilize a greater level of fatty acids, which basically means you burn more fat. But if you exercise after you've eaten, some studies have actually shown that you consume fewer calories in your next meal, which, you know, if you repeat over time, can lead to weight loss. But, I mean, there are so many components if we're thinking about weight loss, and whether you exercise on an empty stomach versus after breakfast, it's just one factor. And, you know, some people may experience gastrointestinal upsets if they exercise after breakfast, and others can't bear the thought of training on an empty stomach. So it really comes down to the individual.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I've always been told to make sure you do eat before exercise and then to wait at least 40 minutes after eating before exercising as well. So it's interesting that it differs between person as well.
Yeah, it's really hard because then you can't give any, you know, definitive recommendations.
Yeah, definitely. And then there's also the whole having protein within half an hour after exercising,
yes,
as well. There's definitely,
exactly,
a lot of rules that come with it.
Yes, it's very confusing.
And finally, do you believe that there really is an optimal time to work out during the day? And can you give any advice to who feel their current exercise schedule isn't working for them?
So it's not sexy, but the shorter answer is it really just depends. So it depends what you want to get out of it. If you want to improve your athletic performance, for example, then afternoon or evening actually has some benefits. So there are some studies that have shown we exercise harder later in the day because our perceived exertion is lower. So what that means is it feels easier. And if it feels easier, then we might be able to push ourselves a little bit harder. But if you're training for an event, so So like a twilight run, for example, it's actually better to train at the time of the event, and you can actually improve your performance that way. But, you know, at the end of the day, it just comes down to actually doing it. You know, any, exercising at any time is better than none at all. And if you're struggling with your current schedule, or if you're new to exercise and trying to make a habit of it, one thing I would definitely recommend is picking a time and sticking to it, regardless of whether it's morning or evening. So exercising consistently at the same time each day actually helps create, you know, a protected time for exercise, which can support a long-lasting exercise habit.
Yeah, definitely. It does help definitely getting into a routine to be able to make it stick.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very difficult, but absolutely.
Once you get into the habit of it, it kind of just becomes second nature.
Yes, like brushing your teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.